we get this hour rolling by getting on the G&M Family Market phone line and welcoming back to the show her second appearance with us from the Twirly Whirly Burly Q, Ula Uberbusen. Ula, good afternoon.
Hi.
Nice to have you back with us. How have you been?
I've been great. I'm very excited to come back to Bangor.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you back on May 18th and 19th for a couple more performances here. And look, you timed this up very well. Obviously, you're a smart woman. You waited until the weather got really good here.
Yes, I love Maine in the spring and summer.
Yeah, the rest of the year, it's all right, but better from a distance, to say the least. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, you have quite a background here, and you studied theater, and that's such a key part of what you do on stage.
Yes. Actually, all of us who are part of this production studied theater and have been professional actors before we got into the burlesque game.
And part of that is you've got to have a stage presence to be able to perform, and especially in burlesque, which has such a rich history. There's so much tradition in what you do.
There really is. It's nice. We all have sort of different talents and strengths that we bring to it, but the background in performing and the training in acting lead us to be able to really tell a story through our acts on stage, and I think that's really important for putting on a good production.
So who are the performers that you're bringing with you for this main appearance?
So these are the ladies of Twirly Whirly Burly Q, and we're a touring troupe. We tour in the spring for a month around the United States, and so we've been working together for a while. So it's myself, and it's Rosie Cheeks and Boo Beth, and they're both based here in New York City with me.
Now, Ula, you produce a weekly show in New York along with the touring of Twirly Whirly Burly Q and a couple of Tainted Cabaret, Mason Dixie Burlesque, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the differences for you, both the challenges and rewards for doing home shows versus the traveling shows like the one that's coming here to Penobscot Theater?
The thing about the shows that I produce here in New York, it's really great because we have we're able to have a different lineup every week because we have so many performers here in the city, and so I get to bring the audiences different acts all the time, and there's a lot of talent here, and so that's really fun, and the show is always different. What's nice about touring is that we get to put together a full show that's really solid, and we get to do group acts, which is not something that we do in New York. And so it's something that we really enjoy doing, but it's not practical for the business here in the city. But when we go on the road, we can really, really curate our show and put in group acts. We have three group acts we'll be doing at the show up in Maine, and we all sing and dance, and we all talk on the microphone.
And you're also doing they're billing here as Burlesque Boot Camp on Saturday the 19th at 10 a.m. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we usually teach when we go on the road, and we have a variety of workshops we teach, but it was really exciting to put this one together because it's sort of an introduction to burlesque, but it covers burlesque history and the politics of burlesque, of classic burlesque, as well as neo burlesque, modern burlesque, as we're doing it now. It'll be part lecture and history, but then we'll also be getting everyone on their feet to learn some basic burlesque moves and some concepts of putting an act together. And then we'll teach a routine and do a little routine before the class is over.
And you just touched on the neo-burlesque. For people that aren't that knowledgeable about burlesque, what is sort of the difference between that and the classic burlesque that maybe more people are used to or know of?
You know, it's funny that you ask that because you could ask any burlesque performer that question and get a different answer. So the way that I tend to think of it is broadly, we're doing neo-burlesque because it's 2018. And just by the nature of doing sort of an old art form and doing it now, it's new. But in the nuances in terms of from act to act, classic burlesque often refers to acts that use music from the 40s and 50s or that are very glamorous, you know, lots of sparkle and feathers. Those tend to be referred to as classic burlesque, although none of those things is necessarily required for something to be a classic burlesque act. I tend to think of neo-burlesque as being something that maybe has more of a statement or is a little more weird, maybe goes a little more towards performance art, and isn't as focused on the beauty of the performer. But most of my acts are a crossover between the two. So, I mean, the acts that I'm bringing up for this show, I do them in classic, you know, in shows that are considered classic burlesque shows, and I do them in shows that are considered neo burlesque shows. There's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not a very clear answer. You just have to see and you'll see what you think.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I know one of the neo burlesque acts that you have that I saw online was the beauty queen routine.
Yes,
which is just amazing. Yes. To watch that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Now I know in just a couple of weeks, the weekend after you're here, you're going to be performing at the New Jersey Burlesque Festival in their queen competition.
Yes.
Do you prepare or approach a performance in something like that differently than you do just like a show performance?
Not really. It is because when you apply to perform in a festival like that, you apply with an act that you already have. You're not creating a new act for the competition. And so in general, in going to that, I've already created the act. Now, I will also say that I'm doing my beauty queen act in that competition. And I've performed it in a number of festivals. Some of them, you know, are competitions or give awards. And that act tends to win awards. People want to honor it, which is really nice. It's funny to me. It's interesting that I'm doing it in a competition where they want to crown a queen. because this isn't that kind of act.
Right.
And that's okay. So I actually, in terms of the mental preparation for it, is sort of remind myself that while I am in a competition, to not get competitive with the other people I'm friends with, everyone who's in the show, and to remember that it's there, you know, I'm there to move the audience and to give them an experience and to have a good time. And so, I mean, I know that people doing competitions like always say that, but I'm really trying to tell myself that because this is not the kind of act that would win the queen of a festival. Those tend to be classic acts. And, but you know what? We'll see. It could be different. But I will also tell you that in preparing to do a show, to do an act at a festival, I always add more rhinestones.
continuing on that, because that is sort of that specific routine, the beauty queen routine, is not something that most people would expect. Where do you find the inspiration, especially for those offbeat routines that you have?
Mm-hmm. My background is in theater, and one of the things that I really loved about doing burlesque as opposed to being an actor is that as an actor you're an instrument portraying a story that someone else is telling, whereas when you create a burlesque act, you're starting from scratch and you can tell whatever story you want to tell, but you have to write the story and you have to create the costume and figure out the music and it's all coming from me when I create an act. And so something I really wanted to be able to do was to sort of have an artistic voice and have a political voice to make a statement. And it took me a while as a burlesque performer to start really doing acts that made statements because I had to learn my voice. I just had to get experience and learn it. So I had wanted to do an act that was a statement, and in my mind, that was a completely different act. The statement I wanted to make was, I mean, it's the statement I wanted to make, but what I thought it was going to look like is nothing what it ended up looking like. But one of the things that I did is I took a workshop. It was a 6-week workshop where it was a specifically like performance art burlesque workshop, because I thought that I want to learn more. And that's something, I think it's always important to keep learning. And so I took the class, and ended up creating that act within that workshop. So it was nice because I had some structure on, how to put it together. The ideas were all mine, but to go in and get feedback and to get notes was really useful. And I'm very proud of that act.
Ula brings the Twirly Whirly Burly Cue to Bangor for shows on May 18th and 19th, and of course the boot camp on Saturday the 19th as well. You can get more information and tickets by calling Penobscot Theater, 942-3333. Go to the website, penobscottheater.org, and you can also visit Ula's website as well at ulauberbusen.com. Ula, it's wonderful to talk with you again. Thanks for visiting with us, and we look forward to seeing you when you're here in town.
Thank you so much.